Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die.
Talking about the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. We're going to go into the book of Acts, and so as I was pondering on the word this morning, the Lord brought it to many people are converted, but they have not allowed the Holy Spirit to be active in their life. And we know that the Holy Spirit was active in the creation of the earth. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit was over the waters, and it divided the waters. And we also know that the Holy Spirit was active in the birth of Jesus. The Bible says that Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. And then we see it again in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, after he had got baptized by John the Baptist. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord led him into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. And so we see him over and over again, you know, in the resurrection of Jesus. We see that the Bible says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead is the same Spirit that lives within us. And we see that the Holy Spirit is active, alive. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, told the disciples to go into Jerusalem and go into the upper room, and they would receive power once the Holy Spirit would come upon them. So we need that power today. Many times that we try to live a life of Christianity without the Holy Spirit, and we find ourselves defeated, saints. We must. It's a debate about speaking in tongues and all that. I want to just talk about the Spirit of God. the Triune, the third person, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Triune One. I want to talk about him because we need him in our lives. He is the one that teaches us. He is the one that comforts us. He is the one that reveals God's word to us. And so we need the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word that's going to go forth, oh God. We pray that it goes through with power and with might, oh God. Lord, I pray for those that are listening today, God. I pray that you open up their ears today, God. Many need a word from you, God, in their present season, God. We ask that you look upon them, oh God. We ask that you speak a word in this season for them, oh God. We ask for revelation. We ask for your power to penetrate through this broadcast, oh God. We ask that people get healed, people get set free. Many are going through things. Their kids is probably acting up. We got kids that may be in jail today, Lord. I ask that you look upon the people today, oh God. I ask that they look upon you to begin to call upon you, because you said if they call upon you, they shall be saved, oh God. We thank you that you are a God that you delivers, that you set free. We thank you that you are a compassionate God, that you are all merciful, oh Lord. And we honor you, Lord, today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless his name. And so we want to talk about the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus, when he came, when he came back from the dead, when he, when the disciples saw him, okay, Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and go to Jerusalem and go into the upper room, and they will receive power once the Holy Ghost come upon them. Jesus was talking about a gift. Because one thing that Jesus knew, they was totally dependent upon Jesus. The disciples was totally dependent upon Jesus. And he knew, oh, hallelujah. He knew that they needed someone. They needed a comforter. They needed somebody to reveal God's truth to them. And so Jesus told them, he told them that he will send a comforter to reveal all things that he have heard, that he taught, that he have heard, that Jesus taught. And so that comforter is the Holy Spirit. Let me slow down here. That comforter is the Holy Spirit. And so in Acts 1 and 7, it says the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and time. And so Jesus is talking to the disciples, and they are not for you to know, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. And so we see, oh, hallelujah. So we have to recognize that the disciples, they didn't begin to perform in miracles until the Holy Spirit fell upon them. Okay, somebody need to get excited. They did not begin to start doing miracles until the Holy Spirit fell upon them, until they had the power, okay? Before them, they couldn't go out and cast out devils, and they could not lay hands on the sick, and the sick would be healed. They had to have, they had to be endowed with the power of God, the Spirit of God. And so he tells them to go to Jerusalem and wait, wait for this gift. And so they was obedient to wait. But to go out, they will be in the go and to wait and tarry for the gift. And that's a word for someone today. One of the things that I did was I had to tarry. I had to wait on the Holy Spirit. I asked the Lord to give me my unknown tongues, and I began to wait on it and wait on it. And God eventually gave it to me. Okay, so, but that's a teaching for another day. I don't want to too much talk about tongues. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And so on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says in Acts, the second chapter, verse 1, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit, and began speaking in other language as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Okay? And so we want to know, this is the beginning of the church, the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. And I want to talk about the Spirit of God. And so one of the names that the Bible referred as the Holy Spirit is the breath of the Almighty, the breath of the Almighty. And you can find that in the book of Job 33:4. The Holy Spirit is life-giving, breath of God. So it talks about how God breathed the breath into mankind, the Holy Spirit. And man became a living soul, living being. Okay, so we see that the Holy Spirit was active in creation of humanity, of all mankind. Somebody need to get this today. We need to understand who the Holy Spirit. I mean, a lot of times we talk about God. A lot of times we talk about Jesus. But we never suddenly talk about the Holy Spirit. And he is a very, very important. He's very vital in the Christian life. He's the one that directs us. He's the one that guides us. He's the one that teaches us. He's the one that reveals God's word to us. He's the one that protects us. Oh, yes. He's the one that ministers gifts to the body of Christ. We have to know who he is. We have to know all about God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited today. God wants to empower you. He wants to fill you up. He wants you to have a fresh anointing, a fresh baptism today. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Another name that is referred as the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. Oh, yes. He comforts us. And we can find that in the book of John, the 14th chapter, the 16th verse. And then also the Holy Spirit, he counsels us. And so, you know, that little voice that speaks to us, it's the Holy Spirit telling us, no, you're not supposed to do that. No, it's not your conscience. It's not your conscience. When you are a believer, it's not your conscience. It's the Holy Spirit that's telling you, you know you're not supposed to do that. You know you're not supposed to do that. No, don't do it. And then the Holy Spirit will warn you as well. He will warn you before you do things. That's the Holy Spirit. Oh, somebody need to get excited. I'm trying to teach you today. Oh, hallelujah. And so many times we don't listen. And what happens? The indwelling Holy Spirit that lives within us, we grieve it. We quench it. You quench the Holy Spirit by not obeying what the Word of God has told you to do or what the Word of God is telling you. That's how you can quench or grieve the Spirit. If you are saints and you live in a life of sin, and you know that you're not supposed to be living a life of sin when you have the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. Well, you're sinning, but you're quenching the Holy Spirit. You're grieving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is feeling bad. You know, and so we don't want to hurt the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. We want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Because why? Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. It's part of the triumph. Okay? And so another name that we can talk about is the internal spirit. It's eternal spirit. And you can find that in Hebrews 9:14. The Holy Spirit is eternal God. It's eternal. He is God. The Spirit is no more created force. He is the timeless creator who loves us eternally. He loves you. You need to start fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Begin to start talking to it. Talking to him. Oh, somebody need to get excited. God said he was not going to leave you comfortless. He told his disciples. He knew that he was going home to be with the Father, that he was going to be on the right side of the Father, looking down at the disciples. And he said, I cannot leave you guys alone. But I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send the power of the highest down. And he's going to dwell with you. And he's going to teach you everything that I have, that he have heard me teach you. He's going to bring it to your remembrance. And that's why the disciples were able to realize that Jesus had told them about that he was going to suffer for them. And that he was going to raise. He's going to be rose on the third day. They remembered. The Holy Spirit illuminated the Word of God to them. It became life. When the Holy Spirit fell upon them, the scales of their eyes came off, and they began to see the Word of God more clearly, and they was able to understand what God had taught them when he was on earth. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. We need the Spirit of God to dwell within, above among us. The same Spirit that it talks about in the book of Acts. The same Spirit that is what it lives within us. The same Spirit that fills us up. The same Spirit that overshadows us. The same Spirit that came upon the prophets is the same Spirit. It's not two and three, four Spirit. It's all one Spirit. He's one Spirit. It's one Spirit. In God, one Spirit. The Bible says one Spirit, one baptism. And so we have to know who is. I'm going to keep saying the Holy Spirit because I want you to get this. Because I walked a defeated life for many, many years. And I heard about the Holy Spirit, but I did not utilize the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times I came up in the enemy. I was defeated by some of the tactics and the schemes and plans and plots of the enemy. And a lot of times the enemy came in an area where I was weak. Okay? And if I have known to utilize the Holy Spirit and call upon the Holy Spirit and talk to the Holy Spirit, and, you know, like this morning, I was ministering. I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, I need you to fill me up. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. You need to talk to him. He gives you power to overcome sin, overcome temptation. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited about the word today, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Holy Ghost. I don't too much like that word, but yeah, that's what the Bible talks about it. But I love the Holy Spirit. It's more softer to me, you know. And so I love the Holy Spirit. I love what he's doing in my life. I pray that you are taking advantage of the Holy Spirit that dwells within your life as well. Also, he is known as the Spirit of adoption. He was a part of us being adopted into the royal family. In the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, where the Holy Spirit came, the angel of the Lord came to Cornelius, okay? And the angel of the Lord, without the angel of the Lord, the messenger of God, the Spirit of God, okay, came unto Cornelius and told Cornelius to summon Peter and Joppa, okay? And so Cornelius was obedient to the Spirit of God, okay? And so he sent his men to Joppa to summon Peter. And so while his men was on their way to summon Peter to tell Peter that Cornelius needed to talk to him in Caesarea, well, the Holy Spirit, Peter had fell in a trance, and the Holy Spirit came upon, spoke to Peter in a trance and told Peter that three men was going to come to get him and for him to go. So we see that's confirmation. So the Holy Spirit was in the act. He was involved, and Peter going to Cornelius. And so when Peter went to Cornelius, okay, Cornelius, we got to remember again, Cornelius was a Roman soldier. He was a centurion, okay? He served God, but he didn't have Jesus. And many people today, they want to serve God, but not Jesus. You cannot serve just God. You have to serve Jesus as well. You have to serve Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man go unto the Father except they go through Jesus. Unless they go through Jesus, you cannot get to the Father. So Cornelius was very pious, okay? He was on fire. He was zealous for God. He was a Roman soldier. He was Roman, and yet he worshiped the Jewish God. And so God saw the heart of Cornelius. And God told Cornelius to go summon Peter. Peter went to Cornelius, and Peter began to tell Cornelius about the gospel, okay? And so the gospel, as the Bible says, as Peter began to preach the gospel, well, the Holy Spirit fell upon Cornelius and his family and his relatives. The Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they began to speak. Oh, hallelujah. In other tongues, and they had power, and this was the introduction to the Gentile being adopted in the Spirit, the family of God. This other, the Holy Spirit is named as the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of adoption. He was active in the conversion of the Gentile. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And so he's known as the spirit of adoption. He's the spirit of judgment. He can judge. Okay, just like God has highly given Jesus a name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Jesus is a judge. He's part of the Holy Spirit. He's the spirit of Jesus. Okay? And so he's known as the spirit of judgment. The spirit of judgment. Oh, bless you. I know I'm excited today. I know I'm talking a little fast today. I'm just excited because I'm just excited about the word today. Also, the Holy Spirit is known as the spirit of glory. The spirit of glory. 1 Peter 4:14 talks about that. I'm reminded when the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts was reading. The Bible says that he was sitting down reading the Bible, the scroll, and he was reading Isaiah 54:3, where it talks about how Jesus led as a slaughter, was led to the slaughter as a sheep to the slaughter, and yet he did not open his mouth. Yes, he was humble, you know. And so the Ethiopian eunuch was reading this, and Philip, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit told Philip to go over there to the eunuch. And so we know that the Holy Spirit leads us. It guides us. You know, a lot of times that the Holy Spirit is telling us to do certain things, we have to be able to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and listen and be able to know, is it him that is talking to us? And so Philip went over there to the Ethiopian eunuch. And as he went over there, you know, the Ethiopian eunuch was reading Isaiah 54, and he began to tell Philip, asked him, do you know what you're reading? And so, of course, the Ethiopian eunuch said, you know, I don't know what I'm reading, but I need someone to explain it to me. And Philip began to start explaining the word of God to him. And the Bible said that the Ethiopian received the word of God, and then he was baptized. And then after that, Philip disappeared. The Spirit of God took him away, okay? And so we know that we all have a season. We all have a responsibility, just like the talents. God has given us talents. The Bible said that when he extended up high, he led captivity as captive, and he gave gifts unto all men. What are you doing with the talent that God has given you? What are you doing with the gift that God has given you? God has given us all gifts. And we must utilize those gifts. We must do what God has called us to do. He told us to go preach the gospel. Go preach the good news. Matthew 28 talks about that we should go out and preach and baptize. And, you know, because people need to hear the word of God. There's many, many people that's out there that do not understand the word of God and probably have not really heard the word of God and never really heard the gospel. We are commissioned to do that thing. We are commissioned to go out there and spread the word of God. And so also the Holy Spirit is known as the spirit of knowledge. It gives us knowledge. It gives us understanding. It imparts wisdom into us. We have to know the role of the Holy Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit is known as the spirit of truth. And you can find that in John 14:17. Also, the Holy Spirit is about truth, not falsehood. The Holy Spirit will never reveal to you any lies. He does not lie. He does not lie. The devil is the father of lies, the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is all true. Oh, hallelujah. That reminds me that we put on, it's part of our armor. In Ephesians 6 talks about our armor, you know, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, the belt that's armed with truth. The Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you see how everything just sort of comes together? You know, God, he said he does not want you to be ignorant of his word. You know, we have to study to show ourselves approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to know the truth for ourselves. The truth will set you free. And so when someone else come along and try to tell you about the God that you serve, you can go be able to come back with and say, listen, I know the word. I read the word. I study the word. The Holy Ghost revealed God's word to me. We need to study for ourselves, saints. It's not enough that we hear the preacher, or we hear the teacher teach. We need to study for ourselves. The Bible also refers to the Holy Spirit as the spirit of the Father, the spirit of God. Yes, I just told you that. The Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father. Yes. And that's Matthew 10 and 20. I'm reminded when John the Baptist, I don't know if I said this again, when he began to start preaching, saying to repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, he said that, you know, he baptized and his baptism was the baptism of repentance. But he said there's going to be someone that's going to come that's going to be mightier than I, more important than I am. He said his sandals is, I'm not even worthy to loose them. He said that he will baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Okay? And so it said another name of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Son. And you can find that in Galatians 4 and 6. The Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, the Son, who he shares with the Father. The loving Spirit of Son of God is now given to us. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. It's given to us, saints. It's given to us. And so we must be baptized, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit. We must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to read the book of Acts. The book of Acts is wonderful. It talks about the Acts of the Apostles. We all, as believers, need to read. If you have problems with some of the translations, you know, a lot of time I go on my Google and I can just, you know, type in, give me the book of Matthew, and it pulls it up on YouTube as audio. And so you can listen to it on your audio, on your phone, on your internet. And so it's a lot of ways now that we can get the word of God down in us. And so thanks, we have to utilize that. We have to understand. We have to understand if we want to be victorious in this walk that we're walking in, we must understand who the Holy Spirit is. We must understand who Jesus is, and we must understand who Father God is. We must understand. You must get a clear understanding and a clear revelation of who you are serving, because many people are serving God and don't really know him. You don't know him. And so we need to know who he is, because the more we know who he is, the more we'll know who we are. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word. I thank you, Lord. I pray that they enjoy the word that was spoken today. Lord, I pray that they get a hold to the teaching and the understanding of the Holy Spirit, oh God. You said that you would not leave us comfortless, but you sent a comforter to comfort us, to guide us, to teach us, to give us knowledge, to give us wisdom, to correct us when we're doing wrong, Lord. So I ask that those that are listening today will get a hold on this teaching, oh God, and they begin to start talking to the Holy Spirit, begin to pray into the Holy Spirit, to start telling the Holy Spirit how they adore you and how they worship you and how they honor you. Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the work, the work that you have done according to the body of Christ, according to the Bible, according to the Old Testament, according to the New Testament. We thank you for all the work that you have done. Lord, we honor you. We praise you, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I pray that you was truly blessed by this message. I encourage you to do some study on the Holy Spirit. It's phenomenal. I was excited. I studied about it. I took a class on the Holy Spirit. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when we get to a certain level in our lives and we get more closer to God, God illuminates his word, and the word becomes so exciting. It becomes more real to you. And so I encourage you, please, study your word. Study your Bible. There's different translations out there. So anyway, God bless you. And I pray that I will be speaking with you next week. And I pray for a good word for next week. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you.